Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, I suppose the first thing you'll want to know is, James, what's happening with the Christmas special? We were all lined up to do the Christmas special just 3 days ago. Sam Clark, Paul Glash, they were coming over the house. I'd cleaned the living room specially for the special, and then my wife's waters broke. A bit early. Which is the first time that's ever happened. Usually these children are late, but her water broke. I'm just sitting here at the piano, freshly tuned. Got the practice pedal on. Yeah, her water's broken. She said, oh no, it's fine. I said, well, we'll have to cancel the Christmas special. She said, no. You don't have to cancel the Christmas special. It's fine. I said, really? She said, no, it doesn't. It's fine. My beautiful Kiwi wife. She just insisted that there wasn't a problem. I haven't gone into labour. They give you 24 hours before Roscoe fiction goes up. So I sent an Uber for my cameraman. First mate, Sam Clark. Doing some exceptional work. And Paul came over. And it just became increasingly obvious. I said to my wife, please check with the obstetrician. We pay him good money. Paying him good money. Get his professional opinion. And she did, and his professional opinion was, get to hospital, woman. So we got her to hospital, and we had this baby. We got a new baby, father of three. My wife's a mother of three. And it was a bit weird having a baby this time, because unlike the first two times around, my wife didn't almost die. Oh, usually she almost dies. That's usually the way it goes. With the first two kids, emergency cesarean sections. After long, strenuous labours and people getting stuck. But this new baby, planned Caesar, no aspiration for a VBAC. And he came out beautifully. I mean, bruised and with water on the lung, but beautifully. He's doing so well. Man, they got big heads, these kids. But it's so good to be... Well, I'm at home now. My parents have been very helpful, helping to look after the children. The Christmas special we will do sometime this week. Paul's wife has also had a child the day after mine. So the children have been born. There's no more children getting born involved in the Christmas special, as far as I'm aware. And that'll just go ahead, man. It is nice having children. And it is nice having your wife in good health. A C-section is still hard on a woman. I tell you, the anaesthetist, he said, have you thought of a name for the child? This is as they're putting her under for the Caesar, and they're putting up a screen so that I can't see her hack her guts open. And the anaesthetist says, have you, he's an Arab gentleman, and he says, have you got a name? Have you got a name for the child? And we say, no, not yet. We're just going to look at him and figure it out then. We've got a short list, but, you know, there we go. He goes, hey, maybe you should call him my name. And I said, what's that? And he said, Islam. And for a moment I thought, yeah, what if we did call him Islam? Little fat ginger Catholic Islam McCann running around mass. It would be a bold move. We didn't go for Islam, but I thought that's a great joke. Like, there are some jokes that are built in to your job. You know, I bet that's not the first time that he's told a white couple maybe they should call their son Islam. We had a funny anaesthetist last time as well, actually. And he said, what are we having, a boy or a girl? Oh, though, I guess you won't know until they're a bit older with all this trans stuff going on. And I thought, man. Thank you for taking that risk, Mr. Anaesthetist. That joke actually did land very well in what is a tense situation. Man. Wife's doing well, baby's doing well. Those are the important things. But the first two pregnancies went so badly that I just thought this one would also be bad. Brother, swallow your pride, and I'm gonna nurse someone to lean. Well, you know how it goes. Yeah, you just sort of figure the first ones have gone so badly that this one will go badly too, but it all seems to have gone very smoothly and beautifully, and God is good. Well, if you say God is good, people have been saying, I've heard a couple of people say that, they've gone, how'd it go? And, oh, you go, it's gone really well. And they've gone, God is good. You think, yeah, he is. He is. But when it went really badly the last few times, no one was like, your wife's touch and go. Your wife has developed a strange medical condition that is so weird with the air going under the skin that they're going to write studies about her, and we're not sure how this has happened. And everyone is terrified. God is good. That's one of those God is mysterious type situations. It's all very precarious, and God is good, but he gives and he takes. I feel very blessed. Very blessed and very tired. I stayed over at the hospital. My wife's still at the hospital. I'm looking after the kids. I've got to get up in the morning with them, and which will be fine. And I've, you know, was it wrong of me to have so much brandy? Probably. Anyway, welcome to the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. What if it's just it's an album full of songs, but only chromatic chord movements, right? None of this like do di di di. Every song is like ba da do 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 do. only moves up one semitone up and down. Oh, there was a little jump there. Ah, I hope you're doing well. Welcome to the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, a podcast where ostensibly I'm trying to get the money for a boat. But we've been delayed this year, the first year of the podcast, by this, should we sum up all the delays? Or if there's been an international trip, there's been a child, there's been a pregnancy, there's been a national trip. Two bouts of COVID, I think, in hindsight. But it's going well, and I'm so grateful for you listening. All the Spotify things are coming out this week, and people are tagging me. And they're saying, you know, I listened to this many hours of the podcast. And that's really beautiful and touching, and I'm glad that this has meant something to you. I like that. I like that. I don't know how to use that. Christmas 2022. I love you. I've been trying to play these Christmas. I went to Officeworks the night before the Christmas special was meant to happen, and I printed out all of the chords to the songs that I hoped to do, and then was cancelled in the morning because we had the wonderful arrival of our beautiful, perfect son. God, I love my fucking children. They're so great. Excuse me, I won't be bleeping that swear out. That's a Christmas tree. There's no editing on this bad boy. But I printed out all the chords. Oh, man, I stayed overnight the first night in the hospital. I keep meaning to say this. And they just want you out as the husband. They just want you out. I mean, we've had one swear word already. Warning, this is an explicit episode. These fucking cunts at the fucking hospital. They've got the bed that they put you on as a man in the birthing suite is fucking disgraceful. The thinnest bit of foam over just multiple metal arms just jumping up and stabbing you in the back because they don't want you to stay there. You're a risk and you make things harder. They want the woman atomized all alone in the hospital. So they just give you this fucking bed that's disgraceful. So now I'm staying at home with the kids. My wife is there all alone. All alone. Man, I miss her so much. It's so good to have her home. And I miss my son. Oh, the other son I don't miss. He's here and he was a real rapscallion when it came time to his bath tonight. And I just swept his feet and I dunked him underwater. Ho, ho, ho. Poor boy. But he needed a wash, and I've got to buy him some prunes or something because he ain't pooping. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Here's a little taste for the Christmas special. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul, no, it's a major, soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary soul rejoices for yonder. Well, it's a little more jazzy than I expected. For yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. You're here. Ooh. Hear the angel voices on high divine. night when Christ was born. A night all in all.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The G above high C. I don't want to hit it too hard and too much because my children are my kids. They're asleep. Thank you for joining me on this very special episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, the episode where I play the piano and think about my life. That's not a nice note. Well, I hope you're having a... I'm going to take my shirt off because this isn't a video and I feel hot. Man. Having a family. I recommend it. If you're thinking about having a family, go and have a family. It's very, 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 very hard. But it's worth it, man. It's so... Whoa. It's so nice to have a family. I love my family so much. They give me... It's like... For years, like almost all of my 20s, I could have put in the work, had a podcast, had a YouTube channel, raised the money to have a boat. But I didn't do it, you know? Because what was the point in doing it? Because I didn't have a family to do it for. I don't know how anyone does anything if they don't have a family making them go forward and do it. I just didn't have that yearning. Until I didn't get, you know, like fairly decent at comedy, I think, until I met my wife. I was just fucking around up there, having a good time. And then I met her and like suddenly I had a tight five. I don't know how that worked, you know, but in the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, on snow. In the bleak midwinter, a long time ago. Well, there's a little foretaste of the Christmas special. It's sort of good that it's been cancelled and I'll have time to learn the songs. Ah, mercy me. I'm a piece of butter that has been scraped over too much bread. You know who said that? That was F. Scott Fitzgerald. I don't know what the F stands for. I'm currently reading Tender is the Night. And it got off to a very boring start. I don't mind telling you that. I think the critics, and actually I've read a little bit about it now, the critics all agree. But now that I'm in the middle section, and that book is fucking great. No idea where it's going. At the moment it's about a psychiatrist who is very horny and keeps making out with teenage girls. But it's a great read. Who of us can't relate? Now, here's a new one. Oh, come, go come. This one's in G. Joyful and triumphant, O come, ye, O come, ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore. Oh, what is it? D? Him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. That's a good one. For the Christmas special, I'm basically just doing it with old carols because I don't really know how copyright law works and I don't want to have to pay anyone money. But then again, my Christmas special, will it make any money? Can't believe it. Silent night, holy night, silent... I thought it would be funny if a silent night, if I just only sang the words silent night. No, if I... Silent night, oh, silent night, silent night, night, silent night. Skibbity bap bap boo, silent night. Skibbity bap, skibbity bap, skibbity bap. Hey! Silent night, sleep, silent, silent night. Man, that's so nice, that little like D, D, 7, G, E minor. That E minor is the sign that whoever wrote the song loves you and wants you to enjoy it because he's... Like, you never get that in a modern day hymn, in a hymn that they'll have at, like, Hillsong or something. It's like, Jesus, you're so fabulous. And Jesus, you're so good. It's just minor key, or it'll be, like, just real fucking dumb, like... They're not quite like that, but they are like, I feel like that's a level of sophistication, that D, 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 7, G, E minor. It's like the G, like the D7. Yeah, it's a little heavenly peace, right? But it's not quite heavenly, because the heavenly peace would just be some Philip Glass, like, well, you know, like, it would just sit in that for... That's what I think of heaven as being like, is it's just one chord and one key for no movement. Maybe it's not even... Maybe it's just one note. Maybe it's not even the octave. Maybe it's just that. Maybe it's silence. No, it's singing hallelujah, hallelujah over and over again. But there's something about that where it's like, sleep in it. It's unstable. It's heavenly peace. The way that sleep is, I guess, unstable. Friendly peace. Man, that's so beautiful. That makes me want to fucking cry. Oh, I've had some whiskeys. Man, I want to buy a boat and put my family on a boat. Oh, I love everybody. Here's a little song by Radiohead. Such a pretty house and such a motherfucking pretty garden and no alarms and no surprise. Sleep in heavenly peace. Oh, a lot of emotions, a lot of big feelings. I think I'm going to take some time off from doing the podcast. But I'm not going to have any time off from the podcast coming out. So I'm going to talk to my first mate, Sam Clark. We've had one discussion about it. And I think I'm going to read a great work of ocean literature. Something like Treasure Island, where there's like 32 chapters. And I'll just go to his house, and over the course of 1 or 2 days, I will read it all. And then on YouTube and on this channel, we'll just release like a chapter a day. And so from where you are, there will be much, much more podcast. Because it won't really be a podcast. It'll be an audio book of a book out of copyright. That's why I chose all these old songs, so they'd be out of copyright. And that's the song that's out of copyright, is a new one that I've just written. I just released that. Here we go. Here's the song. There it is. And I hereby waive copyright. And if ever you want to play my number one hit song, you absolutely may. So, yeah, using out of copyright songs for the Christmas special. And just going to read a novel that's out of copyright as an audio book that we can all enjoy together. And take a month to regroup and to have this baby and to look after a baby. Ah, these songs are getting worse. And anyway, that's my plan. That is my plan. What's your plan? What have you got planned for the summer? Do you have joyful plans? Do you have a little joy to the world? Joy to the world. As you can tell by the diction there, this is not a key that suits me. Joy to the world. I can do it up there. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Man, G is not a good rant. It's not in my... Let earth receive a key. Oh, maybe if I just do it naturally. Let every heart pray him through. And heaven and angels sing. And heaven and angels sing. And heaven and heaven. And angels sing. That's basically what the Christmas special will be. With some sketches that I've written. All right. But this is like a... Ah, man. Yeah, I think I need to take some time off the podcast. It's going really well, and I'm so proud and grateful to have all the listeners, but I need to take some time to really organize a proper plan and to look after this baby. Man, I love this baby. He's so fucking cute. He's so cute. And the other kids are so cute, too. They're so big. When you get the new one, you look at the old one, and you go, man, it's big, clumpy. Unstructured children, not like this tiny, weak baby. And I'm sure I will come to, you know, with every new baby, you get your share of, man, fuck this baby. But, you know, like when he's interrupting my sleep, I'll have some firm words for him, no doubt. And they get so much more fun as they get older, and you can just... I'm wrestling my daughter all the time. I just pin her with one arm and I say, get out, get out. And she goes, ah, ah, and she tries to kick me in the underarm. It's really a beautiful thing that we have together. And my son, when I'm not dunking him in the bath to make sure he's clean. Tomorrow I'm going to give him a bunch of prunes so he does a shit. Oh, the kids, they outnumber us now. It's a beautiful thing. Makes me want to cry. Makes me want to... It's so good to have a family. I really recommend having a family. I mean, some people can't. I've known some infertile people in my time. Infertility. What's wrong with me? Something in my womb. Something in my testicle. Infertility. Something's wrong with me. Ah, it's the new musical. That's how it starts. Infertility. Something wrong with me. Oh, no.